Reports, including on Time Warner Cable, say that Governor Cuomo's staff has been talking about the possibility of holding a special session this December. It would focus on phasing in a minimum wage increase to $15 an hour. Republicans in the state Senate might find it easier to approve a minimum wage increase this year before the 2016 election year begins. But the governor, speaking to reporters, denied any knowledge of any talks.
I haven't heard anyone ever suggest a special session on the minimum wage.
The governor was asked if he was ruling out the possibility of a session before January 2016.
I've never heard anyone put it in to rule it out.
Cuomo's remarks come after business groups voiced complaints about voting on a minimum wage hike before next year. Mike Durant with the National Federation of Independent Businesses says holding a special session near the winter holidays would not allow opponents time to voice their concerns. His group believes a further increase in the minimum wage would hurt small businesses and result in job losses.
Obviously, advocacy on both sides and political pressure gets diminished when you do something between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And, you know, representing small employers, the holiday season is some of their busiest time, and we're going to need them to be as engaged in this issue more than they've ever been on any other issue, I think. So we need this to take place in January.
Recently, at the state's Business Council's annual meeting, business leaders conceded that the $15 an hour minimum wage phase-in is likely to be approved by the legislature. They said they were seeking sweeteners in the legislation to mitigate its effects, including new business tax cuts and a youth employment fund. The Business Council's president, Heather Brichetti, spoke at that meeting.
I'm a political realist, right? The pressure is on. It's an election year. There's going to be intense pressure to get to a goal of raising the minimum wage. So however we get there, I want to make sure that the impacts on business are considered and that there are ways to mitigate it.
Durant, with the National Federation of Independent Businesses, says he's relieved by the governor's comments, but he says he's not letting down his guard yet.
Sometimes in Albany, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Michael Kink with the Fair Economy for All Coalition is a supporter of the $15 an hour minimum wage. He says it doesn't matter to him when it's passed, as long as it becomes law.
The sooner the better, but, you know, a special session in the budget, in the regular session, the important thing is to get it done.
And Kink says the public overwhelmingly backs the increase, and there has already been a lot of discussion about the issue.
I think the public is engaged, and the public is broadly supportive. Public opinion polls show strong support for a $15 minimum wage across the state, and being able to focus on the positive benefits of it for the economy and for workers during a special session seems like a pretty good thing.
He says based on all of the attention the minimum wage increase has received, the public would not be surprised or caught off guard if the law was enacted in December. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.